الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Benefits of cleaning the mouth Supplication of Attar O Lord of Al-Mustafa Whoever reads or listens to the booklet Benefits of cleaning the mouth Grant him physical and spiritual purity, forgive his parents and family without accountability, and admit them into paradise. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, indeed those amongst you who will acquire salvation quickest on the day of judgment from its places of trial and horrors will be those who sent most salats upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad khilal. After eating a meal, it is a sunnah to perform khilal with a piece of wood or straw. Some Islamic brothers break off the head of a matchstick, throw it away and use the other end. This should be avoided as it is wasting the matchstick, so a piece of straw should be used instead. The noble ahadith teach us the importance of khilal, just as Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if anyone eats and some pieces remain between his teeth, he should throw away what he removes with a toothpick and swallow what he removes with his tongue. If he does so, he has done well. If not, there is no harm. The noble scribe angels and those who do not perform khilal. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu reports, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to us and said, how great are those who perform khilal. The noble companions radiallahu anhum asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, those who do khilal in what? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, those who perform khilal during ablution and those who perform khilal after eating. Khilal in ablution is to rinse the mouth, rinse the nose and wipe between the fingers. Khilal is also performed after eating, and there is nothing more severe to kiraman katibin, i.e. the noble scribe angels who record your deeds, than seeing the one to whom they are assigned offering prayer with something between his teeth. Be cautious when chewing betel leaf. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, those who regularly chew betel leaf, and especially people with gaps between their teeth, know from experience that small pieces of betel leaf get stuck in their teeth and the corners of their mouths. Rinsing the mouth 10 times is not enough to clean it completely. The pieces cannot be removed by khilal or a miswak, but the only viable option is to rinse the mouth and attempt to dislodge the remnants. And this is extremely difficult. Many ahadith inform us about the importance of complete purity. If there are bits of food in the mouth when praying, this harms the angels. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when any of you stand for prayer at night, use a miswak, because when you recite Quran in prayer, the angel places its mouth on your mouth and whatever you recite enters the mouth of the angel. At-Tabarani reports from Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu in Al-Kabir that there is nothing more distressing to the two angels than their companion praying with remnants of food in his teeth, weak teeth. Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, if pieces of food are left in the mullahs, it will weaken them. How should khilal be performed? Dear Islamic brothers, make a habit of performing khilal after eating. It is better to use a toothpick made of neem, Azadirachta indica, because its bitterness cleans the mouth and it is beneficial for the gums. Toothpicks from the store are usually thick and fragile. Coconut husk fibers and palm fibers can also serve as strong tools for khilal. Sometimes bits of food get stuck between the teeth and cannot be removed with a toothpick. Dental flosses and curved sickle scalers can be used in this case. But it is imperative to learn how to use them correctly in order to avoid damaging your gums. 7 intentions for khilal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the following intentions before performing khilal or even before eating, and you will receive abundance of reward. Number 1. I make the intention of acting upon the sunnah of khilal after eating. Number 2. I will recite Bismillah before khilal. Number 3. I will do khilal to enable me to use miswak. When pieces of food remain stuck in the teeth for a long time, it weakens the gums and using miswak makes them bleed. Number 4. I will rinse my mouth completely during ablution. Allow water to flow in the entire mouth and between every gap between the teeth. Rinsing the mouth 3 times during ablution is an emphasized sunnah. It is obligatory to rinse the mouth once with the previously described method during ghusl, and it is a sunnah to rinse the mouth 3 times. Number 5. I will acquire strength to worship by maintaining the health of my teeth. Khilal removes pieces of food from the teeth, thereby protecting the gums from disease. This leads to good health, which aids worship. Number 6. I will gain help in maintaining my ability to enter the masjid by protecting myself from bad breath. If food remains in the teeth, it causes the breath to smell bad, and it is forbidden to enter the masjid in this state. Number 7. I will refrain from harming the angels, reciting during prayer with food stuck in the teeth distresses the angels. Method of rinsing the mouth. During ablution, it is necessary to rinse the entire mouth such that the water reaches every part of the mouth, including the spaces between the teeth. It is an emphasized sunnah to rinse the mouth like this 3 times during ablution. Rinsing the mouth like this once during ghusl is obligatory, and 3 times is a sunnah. If you are not fasting, gargle too. It is necessary to remove pieces of meat stuck in the teeth. If it is very difficult to remove small pieces of food, do not be forceful as it can harm your gums and teeth. Medical wisdoms of khilal. Over 1400 years ago, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam taught us how khilal protects us from illness. The physicians of today say food gets stuck in the teeth and gums after eating. If this is not removed with a toothpick, it rots and releases a special type of plasma which weakens the teeth and gums. After some time, the teeth begin to fall out. Not doing khilal of the teeth also leads to pyorrhea. This is the inflammation of the tissue around the teeth, often causing shrinkage of the gums and loosening of teeth. The gums may release pus, which enters the stomach with food and causes diseases. Mouth cancer. People who consume a lot of tea and betel leaf should reduce their intake. Let it not be that you reduce the intake of food, but your nafs begins to deceive you into consuming tea and pan in excess in the name of removing your hunger. Tea is harmful to the kidneys, and it is beneficial to refrain from using betel leaf, betel nut mixture and fennel seeds. The people who are addicted to them are at risk of being diagnosed with mouth and throat cancer. Consuming a lot of betel leaf causes the mouth to turn red, and if the gums swell and release blood and pus, people consume it unknowingly as they cannot see it. Allah Almighty forbid, when the gums release pus, there is no pain for some period of time. So a person will only become aware of what is happening once he has developed a dangerous illness. The detriments of fake catechu. Catechu is not usually produced in Pakistan, so the people who have no care of being destroyed in both worlds mix leather dye with dirt and sell it as catechu. The devastating effects of this are felt by Pakistani betel leaf and betel nut consumers who think they are consuming authentic catechu but are left with terrible illnesses. Never use counterfeit catechu. The people who produce and sell it must repent sincerely and refrain from this evil practice. Those who consume soil should also refrain. The Islamic ruling regarding soil is, there is no harm in eating a small amount of soil, but to eat a harmful amount is forbidden. Causes of bleeding gums. Some people start bleeding when they use a miswak, and the blood is most likely consumed when eating. This can be caused by a stomach illness, and it is necessary to be treated for constipation, etc. Avoid eating heavy foods, eat less than your fill, and refrain from eating needlessly. The second cause of this could be a lack of dental care. When remnants of food remain stuck in the teeth, it rots and becomes hard. In medical terms, this substance is called tartar. Book an appointment with your dentist and he will remove this harmful substance as well as cleaning the rest of your teeth thoroughly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 14 points regarding miswak. These points are taken from the first volume of Fizani Sunnat and from the booklet Virtues of Miswak. Number 1. The miswak should be made of bitter wood like Salvadora persica, olive, Azadirachta indica, etc. The thickness of the miswak should be that of the little finger. Number 2. It should not be longer than a handspan, otherwise the devil sits on it. Number 3. Its bristles should be soft because hard bristles create gaps between the gums and teeth. Number 4. Using a fresh miswak is better, otherwise soften it by placing it in a glass of water for a while. Number 5. Physicians advise to cut the bristles off the miswak on a daily basis because it remains effective for as long as there is bitterness. Number 6. Brush your teeth with the miswak horizontally. Number 7. Use the miswak 3 times and wash it each time. Number 8. Hold the miswak in the right hand in such a way that the little finger is at the bottom, the middle 3 fingers are on top of it, and the thumb is at the top near the bristles. Brush the teeth at the top right of your mouth first, then the top left, then the bottom right, and then the bottom left. Number 9. Using a miswak whilst lying down can cause the spleen to enlarge. Number 10. Using it whilst holding it in the fist can cause hemorrhoids. Number 11. It is a sunnah to use miswak before performing ablution, not during ablution. Therefore, use it before ablution, then wash the hands as you normally do in ablution. Using miswak becomes an emphasized sunnah when your breath becomes bad. Sunnah of Lady Aisha radiallahu anha to use a miswak. Number 12. It is written in Malfuzati Ala Hazrat. For women, it is a sunnah of the mother of the believers, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha, to use miswak. But there is no harm in not using it. Their teeth and gums are relatively weaker compared to men, so they should use walnut tree bark. When a miswak becomes unusable. Number 13. When a miswak becomes unusable, it should not be thrown away as it is a tool for acting upon the sunnah. Store it in a safe place, bury it or tie it to a stone and place it in a river or the sea. Do you know how to use a miswak? Number 14. It is possible that you have teeth and stomach issues despite using a miswak. My dear brother, it is not the fault of the miswak but your own. I have reached the conclusion that perhaps only one person from every thousand knows how to use a miswak correctly. We usually brush our teeth quickly before performing ablution, using it out of formality rather than using it correctly. 4 points for the preservation of teeth. Number 1. After eating or drinking, rinse your mouth 3 times and swirl the water around your mouth for at least 30 seconds each time. Number 2. Rinse your mouth at different times during the day for a few minutes. Number 3. It is more beneficial to rinse the mouth with lukewarm, salty water instead of normal water. If you do this consistently, the pieces of food stuck between your teeth will come out and prevent your gums from weakening, inshallah. It will also stop your gums from bleeding. Number 4. Applying olive oil to the teeth strengthens them and stabilizes loose teeth. Remedy for bad breath. If you have bad breath, chew on fresh coriander or brush your teeth with fresh or dried rose flowers. This will remove bad breath, inshallah. If bad breath is caused by stomach issues, reduce the amount of food you eat and reap the blessings of hunger. It will cure many illnesses like body pain, constipation, heartburn, mouth ulcers, frequent colds, coughs, sore throat, bleeding gums, bad breath and more. Eating less than your fill prevents 80% of illnesses. For further information, read the chapter of Fizani Sunnat, Excellence of Hunger. If the greed of the carnal self is treated, many illnesses will be cured. Spiritual cure for bad breath. Occasionally, recite this salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 11 times in one breath and it will cure bad breath, inshallah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyy al-tahir. Method of reciting in one breath. The best method of reciting in one breath is to inhale slowly through the nose and fill the lungs as much as possible before reciting. Practicing this a few times will enable you to recite it 11 times without taking another breath, inshallah. Inhaling deeply through the nose until your lungs are full and holding your breath for as long as possible and then exhaling through the mouth is beneficial for your health. A physician told me that after taking one breath, he was able to recite all his litanies for 30 minutes or 2 hours without taking another breath. This physician also told me that there are some people who take one breath in the morning and exhale once in the evening. 5. Fragrant mouths. Here is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, which caused the mouths of 5 noble female companions radiyallahu anhunna to remain fragrant forever. Sayyida Umayra bint Masood al-Ansariya radiyallahu anha said, "We 5 sisters went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to pledge our allegiance, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was eating dried meat at the time. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam chewed a piece of the meat to soften it before giving it to us, so each of us ate a little of it. Their breaths remain fragrant until their deaths." Heavy rain. Dear Islamic brothers, stay affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami at all times and participate in the Sunnah-inspired gatherings. Insha'Allah, you will reap an abundance of blessings in the hereafter. Worldly worries will be removed and supplications will be accepted when you are in the company of the devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The 4th Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وعماد الدين ونور السماوات والأرض." Supplication is the weapon of a believer, a pillar of religion, and the light of the heavens and earth. Supplications made whilst travelling are not rejected. So how great will a supplication made on a Madni Qafila be? A Madni Qafila travelled to Nakyal, Kashmir, Pakistan, in order to learn and teach the Sunnah. The locals had been deprived of rain for some time, so they requested the Islamic brothers who had travelled there to supplicate. Thus, a collective supplication was made and many of the Muslims from Nakyal participated. As they made a heartfelt supplication during the day, it started raining heavily, alhamdulillah. People chanted slogans out of happiness as they received the blessing of Allah Almighty. After witnessing the blessings of Allah Almighty upon Dawat-e-Islami, many brothers affiliated themselves with its religious environment and started religious work in Nakyal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.